Well, Liam, thanks as always for joining us, and down to the last four in Tyrone, just like in Donegal and in Derry as well. Fair to say, it's a last four that probably not many people would have predicted at the start of the year.
Not too many, Thomas, fair enough comment. Probably Kelly Clacher would have been thereabouts, but again, with the fact that they were playing Omagh last week in the, you know, Omagh defending champions and that, man, it might not have been a big surprise, to be honest, because Omagh had been short a few players, like, but certainly Yarbrough, Killiland and Eden Dark definitely are real surprise packets. But I suppose, you know, Killiland and Yarbrough have a wee bit of championship tradition with them, so you can never rule them out at any stage, like, but certainly, you know, the like of Errol Kieran, so I could have been expecting, you know, those two teams especially maybe to be in the shake-up. Like.
Anyway, the first of the semi-finals is this afternoon. It's this afternoon in Dungannon, isn't it? Eden Dark, one of the surprise packages, is surely taking on Cole Island.
Yeah, Eden Dark taking on Cole Island. You know, local derby. Yeah, very, very, very close parishes, obviously. But honestly, Cole Island would be favourites in many people's books. Like, and I think. Eden Dark are suffering a bit of a loss in that young Con Kilpatrick, who a very good midfielder for them, is a major doubt, and if not totally ruled out, I'm sure we saw him in a plastic cast last week, so I don't think he'd be taking any part. It would be a huge loss to him. But they've Darren McCurry back playing very well, Niall Morgan playing very well out the field for them, and can't rule them out totally, but very, very surprised if Killiland slip up. I've been very impressed with Killiland this year so far.
Obviously, Damien O'Hagan and John Lynch doing a good job.
Yeah, and Peter Hearn as well involved with them, Tom. And, you know, they're definitely doing a very good job. I want to see them. So I was very impressed with them against Dromore in the first round, and then I want to see them against Errigal last Sunday. And, you know, many people fancied Errigal to beat them, but... really, Killiland were 6-7 points a better team, like, in fairness to them. The couple of goals that Errigal got in the first half really kept them into the game, although they were playing with the breeze. Killiland at one stage led them 5-1 playing into the breeze and looked very, very impressive. So I would be very surprised now if Killiland slip up at the semi-final stage.
And moving on then to tomorrow, Sunday, the second semi-final is on. It's Killy Clacher. You mentioned them as they were always going to be there for contenders. Arbaugh, their opponents?
Yeah, Arbaugh probably, well, as a Tullochmon, they were lucky to get over Tullock last week, to be honest. But they took their chances and fair play to them. You know, they kept going.
It was a big scalp for them.
It was, yeah, but, you know, Tullock Arbaugh games are always close, and there's always that rivalry from years gone by in the championship, and, you know, whilst Tullock would have been favoured, certainly, to win it, there wasn't much in it, you know, betting-wise, you know, I wouldn't be a big punter and like that, but I think it was 4-6, 6-4, that sort of thing, you know, but certainly it was a surprise, and going at the game, you know, Tullock probably would feel that they should have been out of sight at half-time and didn't take their chances. Went 7 up midway through the second half and let her bow straight back down the field for a goal, which was a big bugbear for them now. But, you know, you don't take your chances and you pay the price. But certainly her bow kept at it and they kept ticking away. And young David Mulgrew back in playing for them was very good in the second half. Mickey Casty played very well in the second half. But, you know, they would have to be looking for more out of Kyle Coney, Tommy McGuigan, Shea McGuigan, you know, if they're going to beat Killy Clacher, I would think. Like, yeah. I would fancy Killy Clacher to win it.
And who are the main men for Killy Clacher this year?
Well, you've the obvious ones, you know, two McCanns, Tiernan and Cullen playing very well, Mark Bradley playing very well inside. Young lad Murnaghan at wing half back against Omagh kicked 4 points and looked very impressive by all accounts. So, They have a nice mix of some young guys, and Owen Bradley still playing very well for them, you know, in a sweeper role. Dermot McCarron's coming on for cameos now and again, and, you know, they've still that bit of experience. Danny Garmer, full-back, is playing very well. Like, so they're, Gary Wallace has moved into the middle of the field for them, and they have a nice mix there, and they have a wee bit of tradition. They've been thereabouts in the championship this last number of years, so, and won it in, what, 2016, so... They know what it's all about. Like.
Are they the new favourites?
In my book, Killiland would be favourites. maybe not in everybody's book, but Glen to me have been the most impressive team in it so far. And, you know, even outside of Errigal and Tullock, you know, going out of it and maybe upsets along the way, I was very impressed with Colin, you know, defensively, and even, you know, going forward, their movement and their pace and the organisation. Paddy Hampshire at full back, and actually playing Peter Donnelly in goals, and is a great, very, very good leader and communicator at the back. Like, and Hampshire's really solid at full back too. Like, so Stevie McNally, centre half, playing very well. So they look very well organised and good shape.
So what are we looking at? Kenny Clare, Cole Island final?
That's what I would expect, and I think most people would expect the same. Like, but I wouldn't just totally rule out an Arbo surprise, but I don't think they'd have enough to beat Kenny Clare, but I certainly would expect Cole Island to be there.